Fans of KPLU were stunned by the news Thursday that the radio station might not disappear after all. Listeners have been fighting the station's proposed sale to KUOW and the University of Washington. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
University officials are now negotiating a deal to give opponents of the sale time to raise the money needed to buy KPLU. Keith Seinfeld is a former KPLU reporter. He's been running the Save KPLU website.
It's stunning. It's gratifying that the voices of the community were heard. It seemed impossible a month ago.
A month ago, UW and Pacific Lutheran University announced the sale. Soon after, the criticism began, and the chorus grew louder in the following weeks.
Everyone realized that, wait a sec, the public had not had a voice, and this is public radio, and the idea that public would have no voice at all in one of the major stations in the region disappearing, I think that that was wrong, and people realized it was wrong.
A campaign of letter writing and phone calls reached all the way to UW President Anna Marie Kause. UW spokesperson Norm Arkins says Kause was moved by the many complaints she saw about the deal's secrecy and its impact on the listening public.
She said, we need to be listening to the community, and if this is what the desire is, then we should at the least give them a chance.
Full disclosure here, Norm Arkins sits on the KUOW Board of Directors. The question now is, can protesters shift gears to become fundraisers? Keith Seinfeld says he's optimistic.
I don't know that it's going to be any harder than what the last month was to get where we are today, so that gives me hope.
If a community group doesn't bring in enough money, KUOW would operate a jazz station at the 88.5 frequency. The KPLU newsroom and brand would be eliminated. How much money fans would need to raise is unclear. The sale price to UW is $8 million, and running KPLU costs about $8 million a year. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
KUOW is licensed to the University of Washington. The station is editorially independent from the university.